It's not always the softened, blurry-edged picture we might see on our Christmas cards. This is a bold and brave love, journeying into the thick of the fight to rescue the object of his affection. In those moments of deep surrender at the cross, Jesus fights the good fight, determinedly devoted to his Father, and loving all of mankind with every laboured breath. God is love, and through the life of Jesus, we see that love in non-stop action. Sometimes it is still and peaceful, like a gently flowing stream. At other times it overturns temple tables in a rage, standing up for justice and reverence. We must have the whole picture, the incarnate, active, passionate, surrendering, dying, rising, ascending, reigning Jesus, who moves in love and rules in power. As well as demonstrating the essence of love at Calvary, Jesus gave many other teachings on the subject during his days walking the earth. He told us that we can't love both God and money. He reminded us that those who obey his commandments are the ones who really love him. These are not polite, sterile descriptions of a mild, soft-textured love. They speak of an all-consuming and gutsy offering made in reply to the God who loved us first. Jesus also taught us that those who have been forgiven much will love much. Luke chapter 7, verse 47. Worship is a reflex of the ransomed heart, never an empty religious ritual or a hollow act of self-deprivation. It is love flowing freely and absolutely from heart, mind and soul in response to all that we have received. Real love cannot be scheduled or rationed, and it never comes with conditions attached. If our habit is to love God only in the convenience of a Sunday church service and then congratulate ourselves for our supposed devotion, we're in for a shock, for that may not be love at all. The same applies to the person who will give to God only when life is easy and everything is working out favourably. If we say we love God, yet stay away from the altar when the journey gets tough, confusing or complicated, our devotion is very shallow. We can put no conditions on our offerings to God, for he makes no deals and accepts no bribes. Real love makes no disclaimers in the fine print. It has no escape clauses or money-back guarantees. It is faithful, vulnerable and all-consuming, flowing willingly and totally from our hearts, our lips and our lives. Declarations of love without the accompaniment of obedience are an uncashable check. There appears to be a signature, and at first glance the words and figures all seem to agree, but in reality the funds are lacking and the account is empty. These empty declarations are worth nothing more than the paper they are written on. And this is also true of the songs we sing if the bank balances of our lives have been spent elsewhere and there's nothing left to give to God. Love gives of itself, whether it's convenient or inconvenient. It operates on joyful heights, but also in the valley of the shadow. It over-